Welcome to the Kartzalluni Daily Podcast, bringing you the voices of poets and writers from around the world, as published in Kartzalluni.com, the online literary magazine. I'm Beth Adams, and here's my co-editor, Dave Bonta, to introduce today's feature.
We're going to try something a little bit different today. I'm talking live with my co-editor, Beth, via Skype.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Beth. And we're talking about an image that both of us really enjoyed. The title of the post is called The Rules, and the minute you'll hear why, it's by Christopher Woods, a photographer and writer who had a short prose piece in the last issue, the Economy issue. And this photo he took not far from where he lives in Chapel Hill, Texas, along State Road 1371. He says the sign is in the front gate of some kind of compound, and we know about Texas and compounds, strange and always potentially violent. You can bet I didn't go beyond the sign. So let me read what the sign says. It's about a 6-foot square piece of, I guess, plywood painted white and with red hand-painted letters with some rather unique spellings and a couple things that I can't quite figure out. But basically, here's what it says. Rules. Watch dogs. No deadbeats. Dog killers. Gossipers. Morons. Idiots. Greedy hogs. CEOs. Tax dodgers. Park on side of road. Keep on our road. 007 Hell Road. Wildflowers planted on side. No free pictures. Or admin. Not sure of that. No stealing. God-looking melons, veggies, plants may be for sale. No free info. No alcohol or alcoholics allowed. Thanks.
And I like how the sign just is sort of eroding into the earth, Dave. And then behind it, it looks like there's a big oil barrel painted blue, and it has purple letters on it that look like more of a religious message, although we can't really see it. There's a ATE, it could be create, could be hate, I don't know, and it says I, maybe proclaim, and then it looks like heaven, community, maybe the word honesty. It looks like the word hope at the very bottom. And then behind that, there's a rusting pickup with another bunch of letters and words written on that, but we can't see that. So,
but you
I don't
said,
know.
Beth, you said this reminded you of some of the stuff you've seen and where you're from in upstate New York.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on the back roads up there, you do see this kind of stuff. It tends to be more people who are, you know, living complete. They just are, you know, they don't want anybody near them. They homeschool their kids. They don't want the police there. They don't want the school nurse there. Nobody.
And I guess the other thing I'm wondering is why did we decide this fit the theme, words of power? I guess we have several images of signs that we'll be posting in the weeks to come.
Well, I think that actually As the theme began to unfold, as we looked at the submissions, we had a number of posts or submissions that had to do with signage. And this was an application of the theme that I was especially interested in, because I think signs are words of power. They have they create an action in us. They cause us to do something or not do something. And they're everywhere in our world. So when you come across a sign like this one, I can't imagine anybody ignoring it.
I can't help feeling that merely by posting this photo here, we've violated the rules.
I think so.
Here I see 6 lines from the bottom, no free pictures.
Yeah, there you go.
So we better hope that they don't have a good internet connection in at this compound.
And nobody tells them.
But you folks all do, so be sure to click through to the site and check out the rules.